Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love, again, I suffer for you, just so we're clear. Right? You know, I watch CNN and MSNBC, I read their stories, I throw up, come back, read some more of their stories. And that's how bad it is. And I noticed that this election cycle, so they can't stand on anything else. The two things they do is they try to scare the crud out of you. Let's just be honest about it. Right? They start, just try to scare you to no end about Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump gets in, how bad it'll be if Donald Trump gets in, and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump. Right? So they just try to spread fear. They did the same thing here when it came to recalling Gavin Newsom. They turned it all into, do you really want the Republicans in charge? Well, look at this. They're going to take away your rights. They're going to take away this. They're going to do that. And they bought it. The other side bought it. And look at everything they have to deal with. We're back up to a $73 billion budget shortfall here in California. We had a $100 billion surplus 2 years ago. What happened to it? Right? I mean, come on, Gavin. And yet they put it back in. You can't keep it up. That can't stay that way. Something's got to give somewhere, somehow, and you know what? And it's going to. And it's not going to be good if we're not prepared. I already know he's not prepared. Because, again, remember, just a couple of months ago, he hasn't done the State of the Union address here in this state. Gavin has not. There's no reason for him not to. Right? This should have been a slam dunk. An easy one. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Because he's running around the rest of the country telling them how great it is. How great the state is. How great our economy is. How wonderful it is. You know, it beats Texas. It beats Florida. It beats all these red states that are doing well economically. Well, doing well in many ways. He can't stand it. And by running around telling everybody how great the state is, it is definitely a gift that the left has of being able to tell the same line, story, whatever you want to call it, over and over and over again, and getting away with it. I mean, think about something. The insurrectionists that nobody's been charged with, right? They've made it out to be so bad, so terrible, so wrong. That a 71-year-old grandma now is convicted on all charges by a D.C. jury. And you know what her crime was for all intents and purposes? praying in front of the Capitol on January 6th. Which is really funny because Jefferson went across the street to one of the federal houses and filled up one of the federal buildings every Sunday having church. Yeah, look it up. It's a true statement. Washington, D.C. jury convicted Rebecca Lavrenz of Colorado, known on social media as the J6 Praying Grandma, for federal misdemeanor charges Thursday relating to her participation on January 6, 2020 incursion of the U.S. Capitol. Now, it's not totally true. She faces up to a year in prison and more than $200,000 in fines. According to the federal court documents, crimes were entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a restricted area, disorderly conduct in the Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, and picketing in the Capitol. She did none of those. Though they have video to prove it. Now, federal prosecutors said the court filing that the cell phone data and video footage showed Lavrenz entering the Capitol at approximately 2:43 p.m. on January 6th. About 90 minutes after the conclusion of then-President Donald Trump's speech, trying to tie it together like there was a dog whistle there, told her to go, right? She had been in the Capitol for about 10 minutes. So the DOJ did not accuse her of engaging in violence or destroying any property. Right? You know what she did for the 10 minutes when you see her on film? Now, she didn't push her way through anything. She went in there and prayed. That's all she did. You know, I mean, seriously. And you know what her attitude is, which, you know, I can't argue with, because ultimately the outcome is exactly what she said. She said, God wanted this outcome this way so that my voice could be amplified. We have to find a way to wake up our country. She is exactly the type of person, I keep telling you guys, that we need. And I say, you know why I say that? Because over and over and over again, I hear from able-bodied young people, some seasoned men, able-bodied young people, that they can't really get involved because they got a family to raise, they got a business to run, you know, their job might find out. And I realize this woman is 71 years old, probably not a whole bunch of time left, and she's willing to give it all up. She could go to jail, $200,000. You think she's got that sitting in the bank that she doesn't know what to do with? And unlike many of the January 6th cases with short jury deliberations, the 12-member jury at the federal court at D.C. deliberated her case for 26 hours. Right? There was obviously one person in that jury that wasn't coming over. I wonder what they did to get him or her to come over. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Hey, so it's Joe Messina. I'm sorry for the late call, but... And we're going right in, so... I'm sure you can...
No problem.
You can flow. All right, hold on.
All good.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending just getting involved, getting engaged, and as I always say, getting informed. Because until you get informed, right, you're doing what they're doing. And you want to be well-engaged, you want to be well-informed before you sit back and start talking to people about some of the issues going on around us. Now, you know one of my pet peeves for years, if you're an old guard and listen to the show, you know that one of the things I talk about is I serve on a school board in Southern California. And I'm always at a loss. I'm always amazed at the pastors and the quote-unquote religious people that call me. They're just upset about what's going on in the schools. They're upset about what's being taught in our schools. Yet, when it comes time for me to get any of these people engaged in trying to come to a meeting, speak up about something, and or even to run for the offices to help make sure that our kids get a proper education, they don't get indoctrinated, I can't get any of them to step up. I can't get any of them to take on the challenge. They don't want to deal with all the negativity that I deal with in others. So if you're not willing to work, don't expect any results, seriously. So I'm pleased to have Phil Hopsenfiller on with me. He's written a book called Midnight in America, and you know he's uncovered the alarming slumber within the church. I agree with him. He draws parallels to biblical narrative of Samson, and just as Samson unknowingly lost his power, the American church finds itself in a similar state. The only place I would disagree with him is I think they backed off into the corner because they don't want the fight. They don't want to have to deal with this. Let me bring him on. Phil, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, great to be with you tonight, and looking forward to a engaging dialogue. You're talking my language right now.
Well, you know, I always joke that I have, in the area that I live in, you ready for this one? We have almost 70 houses of worship, okay, and a very, very heavy influence from a certain college I'll tell you about later on. And when I talk to these people about getting involved, I talk to some of the pastors that I've known for 10, 12, 15 years. Their answer to me is always, we're not called to get involved in politics. We're simply called to preach the gospel. And this little lowly guy who hasn't been to seminary or anything like that always looks at them and says, wait a minute, didn't Jesus tell us to teach everything he taught? Didn't he teach about marriage? He taught about money. He taught about life. I'm missing something here, guys. Maybe you can enlighten me, Phil.
Well, you know, I think there really is this idea that politics does not belong in church, and yet the Bible is the most political book on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Think the speaker in there. I mean, you can start with, you know, just begin wherever you want to begin. Begin with Moses. You've got Pharaoh, and you've got Daniel. You've got Nebuchadnezzar. You've got Paul. You've got Rome, and on and on and on. And all of them were confronting and pushing against the grain of the political entities. And they were never, never obeying them. They were submitting themselves to them, but they were going to obey God and submit to governing authorities. And that's a big difference, because what we saw happen during, for example, the pandemic was pastors rolling over and obeying Caesar instead of obeying God. And that really became the genesis for this book. It was, we decided that we weren't going to lock down. We weren't going to shut down. We were going to stay open regardless what it cost us. And because of that, we were stronger because of it. Our church grew through that time. And we really are, in some ways, we're thankful that we had that challenge, because it was a great revealer of what was really going on out there in the churches.
Oh, no kidding. I know. I had the same argument with some of the churches in our areas. Why are you closing down? Why are you doing this? And it was so quick. And some of them, I'm sure you're very familiar, some of them brought up the scripture in Romans where, you know, you're supposed to submit to government. And I said, really? Even when it goes against God's word, is that what we're called to do? I'm really trying to understand.
Well, actually, they're correct, but that's different. That's a different word than obey. Submit, for example, when they arrested the apostles for preaching, and they said, stop preaching, and they said, we must obey God rather than man, but we will, you determine what is right. In other words, we'll submit to your authority if you want to put us in jail, but we're not going to stop doing what God has called us to do. And when you confuse those two words, then you do such a tragic harm to theology itself.
So before we give solutions, I like to talk about, where do you see the big issues in the church? Where do you find these guys not really wanting to step up? Not really, in my mind, not really trusting God to step out, if you would, on his behalf or with him?
Well, it really comes down to leadership. You know, it's not the church's, I'm going to say, by and large, that are the problem. It's the leaders in the churches who refuse to stand. And we saw what happened in Nazi Germany when the Lutheran pastors just rolled over and conformed. You know, I was doing an interview in 2021 with the Epoch Times, and they asked me the question, do you see any parallels between the church in China and the church in America? And kind of without even thinking, I said, well, we obviously know there's an underground church, and there's a state-sponsored church. But now what I believe we have in America is we have the believing church and we have the conforming church. And it took that pandemic to bring that out and bring it to the forefront, because we didn't know where a lot of guys stood. We didn't know whether they would stand in a difficult time or whether they would cave. And I love the scripture in the Old Testament where it says, if you have run with men and they have wearied you, then how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you fall down, how will you do in the jungle? And you know, this is the crux of the issue. And when you want to preach all your messages, and I'm not condemning this topic, I'm just saying, when all your messages are five ways to be happy, you know, and you're not really dealing with the big issues that we have to deal with, then there's going to be problems, and there's going to be complacency, and there's going to be, you know, really just a weak church when we need a strong church.
Yeah, Phil, I've seen that. You know, it's they'll talk about compassion, not judging others. Again, we're not supposed to be involved in politics, and you know, I keep coming back. But then, if the politicians, and many of them, without, you know, calling out one or the other, but if the politicians had their way in many cases, you wouldn't be able to talk about Jesus. You wouldn't be able to pray. As you see in some states, you can't even pray outside the abortion clinic or some buildings before they come after you to arrest you. When do we start fighting back? You know, why do these pastors seem to be so adverse to fighting back? Not a physically violent way, but using the resources available. And I'd love it for you to answer that question, but we got to go to a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there's no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to
Thank
my knowledge.
You. Yeah. The hearing was interrupted a number of times by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel. The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban as extreme, stating that enforcing the old law now would only add chaos for women and doctors. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in the landmark case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got any questions, you can also send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. Real simple, joe@joemessina.com. And I'm honored to have founder and senior pastor of Influence Church in Orange County on with me today, Phil Hodson Pyler. Would you pronounce your name for me, because I'm going to screw it up three more times.
You know, the more you look at it, the worse it gets. It's pretty simple once you get it. It's Hodson Pyler.
Hodson. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I learned how to say it when I was about third grade. You know, it takes a while.
I want to get to your book, though, because it's Midnight in America, and where is it available right now?
You know, the easiest, best way to do it is go to Amazon. You know, they'll have it at your doorstep in a day or two, and we're getting great feedback on it. And it's a good read. It's very applicable. It makes the Bible easy to understand versus complicated when it comes to the subject of prophecy, biblical prophecy. And so, and each chapter stands alone. So you can read a chapter here, chapter there, kind of skip around a bit and feel like you can sink your teeth in where it's good. And one of the things I do is I answer the question that everybody asks. You know, I do a lot of prophecy conferences, speak on it quite a bit. And where's American biblical prophecy? And if you Google search that, when you find out that, you know, there's either no answer or there's a bad answer that doesn't even make sense. So I took a fresh set of eyes, have a totally original approach to it, and I think people are going to really find it fascinating to see what I've done with that question.
You know, I have a large listening, a believer listening audience, if you would, and many of them are, I'll say, more on the right or than they are anywhere else. And they want to know why the churches aren't fighting. They want to know why more pastors don't get together. Because if you look at the numbers, you know, how many of us there are, we are a large group to deal with. And if we would come together, not in a violent way, I want to make sure I keep saying that because, you know, people always think that that's what we want is violence. You see what's coming after us out there. You know, what is it? We're Christian misogyny and Christian superiority, whatever. I don't understand any of that. I never have. It doesn't work that way for me anyhow in my world. How do we get these pastors from different denominations, different beliefs, frankly, from within? How do we get them to come together and understand that we are supposed to be the leaders? We are supposed to come forward with men and women that love God to rule over us.
Well, I'm going to give you an answer you probably don't like. I don't think you ever will. I just, it's not happened in the past. It's not going to happen in the present. And the challenge is, really for the people in the pew. And there are a lot of people that are sitting in the congregations and they're frustrated. You know, I have one chapter in the book called America Needs More Blacksmiths. And what I do is I talk about what the Philistines did when they invaded Israel. They took away all their blacksmiths so they couldn't make weapons. They couldn't make armament for war. And they also forced them to come to the Philistines to sharpen their tools for agriculture. And so if you kind of put that as a metaphor, when the enemy comes in, what does he do? He takes your tools. He takes the things that you can fight most effectively with, like a free speech, like the Constitution, things like that. And I really believe that if the average Christian can just grab hold of this idea, pick up the book, read that chapter alone, and you'll get a lot of great tools, a lot of insights where to go. I've had many, many members join our church because their churches, pastor, the churches they went to for many years, they wouldn't stand. And so they came and they said, hey, I want to go where a place is open. I want to go where a pastor stands, where he's not afraid of politics and he's not afraid to confront the evil of our day. And so I think the message really is to the congregation. If, you know, enough people leave your church, you'll probably, you know, do a double take and say, maybe I should change my ways here. But you can't fix bad leadership. And I'm talking about bad leadership that fails to lead in the most critical, crucial times, in my opinion, in history.
You know, Phil, it's funny you go down this road. Some of the arguments I have, or I shouldn't call them arguments, some of the more spirited discussions I have with some people when I'm trying to encourage them to run for office, and school board in particular, they'll say, you know, God is sovereign, and I don't have to run because God will put in there the person that he wants in there. And that is a bit of a tinge to me. I'm not a pastor, but there are scriptures for us to go out and get people to rule over us, to go out and pray for these rulers and what have you. Isn't the job of those people in the pews to vote properly? When I say properly, I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying, should they be looking at the person they're voting for? Should they get involved in voting?
Well, again, it goes back to if I claim to be a believer, then my Bible can guide me in all of those answers. And we are co-laborers on this. Yes, God is sovereign, but God doesn't tell you what color pants to wear in the morning either, or force you into. You know, so I think it's a bit of a naive argument that doesn't make any sense, and it's escapism. And what's happening is when you see cultural Marxism all around you, this pitting one group against another group. This is classic. This is just classic Marxism. You know, my dad was a military intelligence officer, and, you know, I mean, he taught me from small how you overthrow a country, how, you know, whether it's a color revolution or whether it's cultural Marxism. That's exactly what's happening here. And so you saw it really come to a highlight with BLM riots because you had one group pitted against another one. And there were issues that were real and legitimate, but the big thing behind it was the catalyst was we want to divide our nation. Now you see borders. So borders is another big issue that is biblical. It's biblical to have a border. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus, when he returns, he will judge the nations, not just people. And then it also says in the book of Revelation, in heaven, it says that there were trees that lined the streets, or lined the river of life. And it says the leaves were for the healing of the nations. There it is again. And so nations are a big part of it. So virtually every issue that we talk about, there's a biblical foundation. In fact, the 17 major points in the Constitution were all preached by the preachers of New England prior to the Constitution even been written, yep. And they borrowed those sermons that they heard on a weekly basis.
You obviously are probably a Wall Builders or a Rick Reed fan, because I took his constitutional. I actually became a constitutional coach, but we took their biblical citizenship class, and you learned so much about where our laws really did come from, what scriptures they were lined up with, how the Constitution was put together. And you keep hearing about this godless Constitution, this our godless founding fathers. And it's all coming out of education. Again, as you can pick up, it's where my heart's at. It's like you need to get involved. If you can't homeschool your child or you can't educate your child in a different way, you need to get involved in education, maybe as a trustee, a teacher, or whatever, and stand up for those kids. At least that's my mindset. What's yours?
Well, it's exactly right. You know, my family history goes back to the Mayflower. You know, Brewster was my ninth great-great-great-grandfather, and he wrote the Mayflower. So, you know, and the other side of our family came to Virginia, you know, in the early 1700s. So, you know, I've got a lot of history in that. And I really believe that if we take and say, okay, let's say you're not a citizen. You're not a citizen of America. So what, you're living somewhere else. You don't have rights. Here we have rights. And the word citizen, it really comes down to that you are the king. God is not the king. The king is not the king, and he's not God. But the citizen really makes decisions. So we have to have a republic form of government. That's what we have here. Right. And we need to exercise those rights on a regular basis. And, you know, I really believe my book gives a lot of tools on how to do that. Because, you know, it's one thing to kind of get an opinion and be political. I speak at an event called Reawaken America. I've spoken at 22 of them. We sponsor it. On the last one I spoke, I followed, Donald Trump followed me when I spoke, and we were screaming 1.5 million people. And I asked the question, I said, how many of you love God and country? And everybody clapped and stood up. And I said, but which God? You know, the patriarch God is not the God of the Bible.
Hold it. Hold it right there, because we got to go for commercial break, and I love it, because it's one of my lines, and I love it. I probably stole it from you, just don't know it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, Stokoe Parr. A lot more coming up. It's Midnight in America. Can we win? Can we win this country back? We'll be back in a few minutes. Stokoe Parr.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can easily just send me an email to joe@joemazzini.com, joe@joemazzini.com. You know, it's real simple. Ask the question. I know some of you don't like calling in, and frankly, you don't get to the question pretty quick. It makes it kind of tough to keep talking to the guests because, again, I want to get as much as I can in. I want you guys to get as much information as you can get. So, you know, I've asked a senior pastor of Influence Church, author of It's Midnight in America, Phil Hotzenpeller, to join me today. And, Phil, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Good to be with you. A lot of lively talk topics today. And, you know, one thing that I've learned is if you know what's going on in the world and you know your Bible, then you can really find that connection. It becomes, the Bible becomes alive. You know, one of the things that's it's the hottest prophetic thing in right now in the news feeds is the red heifer in Israel, which sounds so bizarre. But what made it so relevant was it's an anomaly of nature, and it's needed to for the cleansing of the temple. But on the 100th day, the leader, the spokesman for Hamas, and you can Google this on CBS of all places, he came out and he said the reason for the attack was the Red Heifers, and that they knew that signaled the rebuilding of the Jewish temple. Well, right now, I just put together in less than 1 minute a key prophetic truth that you can read about, talk about, and these things are coming down. And right now we know there's a Muslim mosque on the top of that dome, and the Muslims know that for that temple to be built, it has to be removed. So the real epicenter for the battle is not in Gaza Strip. It's really in Jerusalem, always has been, always will be. And if you understand what's going on there, you can understand what's going on in the world, quite honestly, because that is the only city on earth that's called God's City. And if you think about that, that's pretty significant, because going to watch over his city, and he doesn't sleep or slumber. He watches it day in and day out, and he is working a plan that is going to be amazing to see unfold over time. And we're seeing it unfold right now.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, over the year, I mean, I've been doing the show about 15 years now, and one of the things I tell my friends a lot is that you're coming at this solution between Israel and the rest of them with a secular solution. You think that that's going to work, but from a biblical standpoint, this war, hatred, this angst is going to go on and on and on. This is a spiritual situation in battle, not a secular one, correct?
Oh, exactly. You know, it really goes back to Abraham, mm-hmm. and Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, and he said that of Ishmael, he said they are going to be like wild men that will not be tamed. And Israel is stubborn, and that's why I chose them, because they're so stubborn. If I can show my grace and I can convince them that I'm God, then I can convince anybody. So when you kind of put those two things together, there will not be peace in the Middle East. It's, in fact, anything but that. The Bible says it's going to culminate, and this is Ezekiel 38:39, it's going to culminate in a major war of nations of such names as Russia, Iran, Germany, Tagarma is Turkey, and then Saudi Arabia. So those are all laid out. Those are the ancient names are used. It's Gog and Magog and Rosh and Tubal and Tagarma, Gomer, and Ethiopia of the North. So we see it's contemporary now. Now the Bible comes alive. And I deal with this in my book. I talk about in the prophetic clock. You can just kind of look and say, I'll give you the time. I'll give you the year. I'll give you the scripture. You can look it up, cross-check me, go on a Google search, see if I'm right. But it's really fascinating, and it builds hope. It builds joy into your life because you know that you're not alone. The things aren't falling apart. They're falling into place.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Again, if more of our brothers and sisters in Christ would really learn what the Word of God says about what's happening around you, I think they would stop hiding. I think they would stand up. It kind of reminds me, do you remember the show years and years ago? Hal Lindsey had a show on called, I think it was called The Late Great Planet Earth, where he talked about Gog and Magog and China and what their, what was going to unfold. And people thought he was just out of his mind at the time. And I don't know where you stand with him, but there was some truth to what he was teaching.
Well, that book was the book I read that brought me to faith in Christ. So,
really?
I think,
praise God.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but to your point, I mean, if and I know we don't know the day and time, but I see things unfolding, working now towards the second coming, where I've had other pastors tell me, well, we've been working towards the second coming since Christ, you know, rose the first time. And it's okay. I cut that from a deep spiritual side, but the reality of a time frame, I personally believe that my kids will see it. I probably won't. I'll be in the ground already, but I think my kids will see it. What's your thought?
Well, here's people that say that they're ignoring actually the prophecy. For example, in Isaiah 66, it prophesies the return of Israel as a nation being born in a day. Well, that was 1948. So now I can mark on a calendar 1948. The law of return, 1950, was immigration was opened up to Jews anywhere in the world. And what happens next? 1970. The great expulsion of Jews out of Russia. It was then USSR. And that fulfilled the scripture that he said, out of the north I will draw my people. But out of Zephaniah in the 1980s, 84, there was all the airlifts out of Ethiopia to bring the Jewish-blooded Ethiopians back to that place. Well, right there, I just gave you four reasons why we are closer, and there's a prophetic clock that points to that. And I give you 11 of those, and then three that aren't yet fulfilled. So, you know, it's almost like naive, or I don't really understand my Bible to say that we're always living, looking toward the return of Christ. That's true. But there are reasons to believe that we know where we are. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 24, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. When did that happen? When was the first time that happened? It was World War I, 1914 through 1918. They were all tribal before that. Mm-hmm. And so you see things change. And I really believe that, this red heifer thing, this is tied to the temple. We know there will be a rebuilt temple. It says that the Antichrist will take his seat in the temple of God and declare himself to be God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So we see things that are happening. We are closer than anyone could imagine, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not that scholar, but I'm with you. I see things coming into fruition. I see the things happening, to your point. All these numbers are starting to line up. You know, more rumors of war, you know, massive natural quote-unquote disasters or what have you. And, they want to chalk it up to climate change. I'll talk it up to, you know, biblical prophecy. So, all right, now that we've talked about all the negative stuff, what do we do? What, you know, Jesus told us to occupy till he returns. And my joke has always been, you're not to hide out in the closet. You're supposed to be out there, preaching, speaking about Christ, bringing people to Christ, that kind of thing. And many of our brothers and sisters are cowering in their homes right now. So give us a quick message of hope.
Well, I think, first of all, let's just talk about the natural side of things. And that is, get involved like you've been talking about on your local level. You can't do it all, but whatever you can do to make your community better. That means go to school board meetings. That means run for public office. All of those things, work to make your city better, because things really happen on a local level. If you get everybody mobilized on a local level, it'll change a scene altogether. And then I think, too, in terms of just as a believer, I mean, number one, pray. We underestimate the power of prayer, because we don't see it. It's not like we can put our hand to it. And it's something that demands humility to do, because there's no one giving you recognition for doing it. And if you're doing it to get recognized, then you've already lost all the power of it. Yeah. But prayer, pray for your church, you know, be active in your church. You know, if your church isn't standing on the word of God and making a difference, then, you know, pray about maybe a new location to go worship and be a part of it. Raise your children, give them hope. You know, I wake every day with hope and expectancy. I don't look around the world and say, look how bad it is. I look at it and say, we've got great opportunity here. And so I'm just encouraged. I say, be encouraged, walk in the power of God, and look up, be a courageous human being.
Yeah, you know, I look around and I tell people, two quick ones that I love to talk about is what our founding fathers were up against. You know, they were up against the strongest military on the face of the planet, and we had nothing. We were truly a ragtag team, but they were sold out to God. They really felt like, that God wanted this. God wanted this to happen, and they were going to be part of it. Number two is, I go back to what I jokingly refer to as, you know, the pizza delivery boy. When the story about David and Goliath, you know, he came to bring food for his brothers. He saw these warriors cowering for all intents and purposes. But what did he say? I'm not going to let him make fun of my God like that. And he got involved. He did something. He didn't just wait for something to happen. And I tell people that's what we're called to do. We're not called to sit on a couch and wait for Jesus to knock on the door, to show up, you know. Quickly, tell people we're up against it. Tell people where they can get your book.
You know, easiest way is go onto Amazon. And you can just type in Midnight in America. It'll pop up. You have it delivered to your door. Buy one for your friend and your neighbor, and sink your teeth into it. It's really a good read. Everybody's going to enjoy it.
All right. God bless. Keep up the good work and keep up the fight. I'm Joe Messina, your host, people. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me.